4. Reading Comprehension. Read the following article.
Have you ever seen what happens when sulfuric acid is put on a piece of cloth? A hole soon appears in the cloth. The acid in raindrops is not as strong as this, but it is destructive in many ways. Acid rain can be attributed to both natural and man-made causes. Forest fires and volcanoes are two natural sources of chemicals that give rise to acid rain. By far the largest amount of acid rain comes from air pollution, the emissions from smokestacks, cars, buses, and trucks. When these pollutants reach the atmosphere, they combine with the water vapor in the clouds to form two acids, sulfuric acid and nitric acid. When it rains, these chemicals come down in the form of acid rain. What is not so well publicized is the fact that there's a kind of acid rain that occurs even when there's no rainfall. Pollutants fall from the sky in the form of chemicals or gases and stick to the ground or the leaves of plants and trees. This dry precipitation is also very destructive and accounts for from 20 to 60% of acid rain pollution. Acid rain is very destructive, and it is one of today's most serious environmental concerns. Acid rain damages buildings, historical monuments, forests, all agricultural crops and plant life, reduces soil fertility, and seeps into drinking water sources. Acid rain also increases the acidity in lakes, rivers, and streams until insects, fish, and other life can no longer survive there. Some countries are making progress in the fight against acid rain. By applying strict emission standards to industrial smokestacks and by reducing vehicle pollution, acid rain can be decreased. The battle will be a long one, though, because the consequences of acid rain can last for generations.